Ronica Robertson with the Entertainment Guide. We are here to talk about what's happening this weekend, the final weekend of 2024, but not New Year's Eve. So it's a little bit quiet this weekend.
Yeah, as far as we know. Now, this is an excellent place to tell everyone that it is free to submit events to the Entertainment Guide.
Yeah.
And we go searching for events, but if you're not letting us know what you've got going on, we might not find it.
You can't win if you don't fish. So, yeah. I mean, let the Entertainment Guide know what's happening. So, yeah. What do you want to talk about first for what's happening tonight or today?
Tonight starts what looks like a really fun thing at Next Chapter Winery. They're having what they call the After Christmas Pajama Weekend. And it's just, I guess you go in your pajamas and you enjoy a beverage and, you know, a hot chocolate martini.
All right.
In your PJs.
I can think of worse ways to spend the day. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking at, there's stuff happening today at the Chart House up in Lakeville. And I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Marv Goman, who is playing kind of an early set up there with a woman named Kate Campbell. Marv Goman is a fiddle player, used to be in a band called Hitchville, which is a very popular country band around these here parts. But Marv's a brilliant performer and a brilliant musician. Did a lot of work with looping music long before Ed Sheeran had even like stuck his head out. So Marv is a pioneer in that.
Yes. I enjoy those live looping artists. I actually went to Chart House and saw Vinnie Rose.
Okay. I don't know
if you've ever seen Mm-mm. him. He does an amazing live looping show.
That's awesome. And then tonight there's also, we talked with Ray Coudray at 7:20 already this morning, but there's a songwriter circle at the Grand tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Mark Ross runs that, I think.
Yep, indeed.
Also at Chart House tonight, there's a tribute to the Jacksons.
Oh.
By R Factor.
I've never heard of them. I'm sure they're wonderful.
I'm sure they're wonderful, too. Yeah. I have not seen them, but it's sure to be a pretty fun time.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow we got a few things going on. Yeah. It's a second annual hockey day at the Northfield Ice Arena.
I don't even know what that is. That's enjoy a full day of exciting hockey games. Wow. Okay.
Delicious food, a beer tent, fun games, prizes.
Wow. If you like kids hockey, I assume this is Northfield Hockey Association stuff, but I could be wrong about that.
I don't know.
I love hockey. I want to check that out. That's great.
You're so unusual for this.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
We got story time with a naturalist
yep.
at Riverbend Nature Center tomorrow at 11. Trainwreck duet is Trent Shaw has a duet. I don't know if you are familiar with him. He also is a member of the Shaw Brothers.
Oh, okay, sure.
Local musical
Absolutely.
Family.
Yes.
And then we got Tony Rook Band at Eminent.
I used to book the music at Eminent Brewing, and Tony Rook was one of those guys that at the beginning of the year you had to like pick out 4 dates for the year because they book up, man. They get busy, and so this is to be able to go see Tony Rook Band for free at Eminent Brewing is a real treat.
And that's bluegrass, right?
They're old school bluegrass too. Like they like Bill Monroe style. They set a microphone up, one microphone in the middle of then, and then they like gather around the microphone and they play. They don't amplify their instruments, and they sing and play into this one mic, and which is the way Bill Monroe insisted bluegrass be done because he didn't believe in electric instruments.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I bet that works well in Eminent, actually.
Well, it does. Well, at Eminent especially, it works really well, and it's fun to watch, too.
Brano's Chart House also tomorrow has Argyle Street Trio.
Okay.
I have never heard them.
Nope, me neither. So, but I'm sure they're really good.
Yeah.
More Pajama Weekend continues tomorrow at Next Chapter Winery.
Yeah. And Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday at Chart House, we got an Elvis impersonator.
Who doesn't love a good Elvis impersonator on Sundays? Right. And that's kind of it for the weekend. But we don't have a whole lot of information on what's happening for New Year's Eve.
We know there's a dinner and dance going on at Chart House.
Yeah.
And there'll be Monroe Crossing doing a bluegrass concert at the
Sheldon. Yeah, the Sheldon's a wonderful place to go. It's a neat old theater. So, yeah.
It's very awesome.
I love it. Well, Ronica, thanks for the 5 minutes that we could do today. We'll talk much more extensively, I'm sure, next week. But thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. That is Ronica Roberson with the Entertainment Guide. And that's going to do it for me. Now, stick around because Paula Granquist is coming up with Art Zany in just a few minutes. Thanks for listening, folks.